This is the G's Rural Life Podcast, a husband and wife living their rural life in northern Colorado with their two crazy pups.
And a titty. And we're here to talk about real life stuff.
Well, it's been so long since we've done this, I kind of forgot what to do.
Me too.
Look at you making that coffee.
Yeah, this thing's hot as fuck.
Well, I guess welcome back, everybody, or welcome back us. I know it's been kind of like a couple of month hiatus, but it has been a busy last couple of months.
Ellis, I'm making coffee.
Yeah, she's using the French press.
Can you not?
I went to Ohio for a while. I went to Texas for a little bit. You went to somewhere. Fort Myers for a little bit.
Yep. We just ended a very... Hold on, I'm trying to get myself situated. Yeah, we had a very busy end of the year.
It's been a very busy last 3 months.
We had Fred's come and visit. Atlas, put your Clash of Clans away.
It was Axel.
Put your Clash of Clans away.
Just give me 2 seconds.
No, because you're the one that he's freaking out about.
Yeah, it's also coming off my watch, too.
Well, watch yourself. Yeah, we had a busy last couple months. We did a last-minute wedding. I did. Kevin didn't do it. On December 28th, and then we had friends come in town.
In the middle of a blizzard.
Yeah, in the middle of a blizzard from New Mexico. And then, can you not with the ball?
Go.
And then, yeah, we've been a little bit of downtime, too.
Yeah.
Enjoying not being busy at the same time.
Got the tractor running again. Woo. After I broke it when our friends were in town.
Kevin didn't break it. Kevin ran out of gas.
Ran out of fuel.
Fuel.
Sound like your father now.
Yeah, I know. Ran it out of fuel and thought that was a good idea, and that was a whole ordeal. So we spent probably a solid 3 hours total trying to get the tractor started, which then we finally got it started. And, yeah.
You're talking between today and the last time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give you that.
I said total.
I just didn't know if you meant total today.
I'm pretty sure my time lapse just stopped because Amber called me.
Oh.
No, Amber!
And the batteries on my truck died.
Yeah, batteries on Kevin's truck died.
Well, not even 3 years old yet. Thanks, Dodge.
Tractor was insane to get started. That was a whole thing. But we had a lot of fun. And then I made the most perfect circle.
With the tractor.
Ever. Kevin's jealous.
I'm not jealous.
Don't let him tell you otherwise.
I'm not jealous.
This is inefficient. Me.
I didn't say it was inefficient. I just said I have a better idea.
Did you see this? Hey. Yeah. Look out the window.
Yeah, look how nice it looks.
Look out the window.
After I went over and fixed it. Look at those nice straight dragons.
Look at this. Look right here. What in the fuck you were doing before? You were just like digging a hole.
Yeah, I was making the hole bigger.
Okay.
We have a pond right outside the window.
Yeah, so we're trying to fix like the pathway to our backyard. It gets muddy and terrible. It scared the shit out of me. Forgot we had a cat. It gets muddy and terrible, so we had to fix her up. And Kevin was just like digging a hole with the tractor. And then I got on the tractor.
And dug an even bigger hole.
Bitch, please. I raked that. Doctor, I'm working out.
Doctor.
Hey, check this out. So, yeah, let me check my time lapse real quick.
Why are you checking the time lapse?
Because I'm pretty sure it stopped.
You can ask me. I'm like 3 feet away from it.
You're
going to
screw it up.
I begged it. Like I screwed up the tractor. Huh? Like I screwed up the tractor.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. It works. It's running. Can't blame me. It's moving. It was running before.
It's running now. It was not running before. Don't be looking shit up on your computer.
I'm not.
This is not the time. Amber, if you're listening, you screwed up my time lapse. I was making coffee in the first part of my time lapse. That would have been perfect.
Amber, if you're listening, good job screwing up a podcast.
clearly you don't fucking listen because I said time lapse, not podcast. So quit Googling stuff.
I did say time lapse.
No, you said
I can rewind this. I can rewind this shit.
Do you want to bet money on it? You want to bet money on it?
I can rewind this shit.
Do you want to bet money on it?
Sure.
How much you want to bet?
$5.
Come on, you know you're wrong.
I'm not wrong.
Yeah, you know you're wrong if you're betting $5.
I mean, why am I going to bet $5? Because either way, like if I lose that bet.
Podcast?
Even if I win that bet.
Or.
Even if I win that bet, the $5 is still coming from me. So
no,
I'm not winning $5.
Not. You don't make all the money.
I'm not making any money right there.
You're not making any money right now.
You're right. I'm not making any money right now.
Yeah.
Stay out.
So, fuck your face. Anywho.
Explicit content in this one.
There's explicit content in everyone.
Yeah, it usually starts
and
off slow.
First
this one
off,
went
bitch, you don't make all the money.
Right out the gate.
Hey, can you quit Googling or looking at your computer? I literally will fucking bitch slap you like the cat is doing to the dog right now. Quit.
Bring it on.
Quit.
Bring it on.
Or I'm not going to podcast with you.
You don't want to podcast with me anyways.
Yes, I do. So quit looking at your computer.
I'm looking at the freaking system.
No, you're not. Now you are.
Do you want to come over here?
No, and see what because I was looking now at? You are.
Do you want to see what I was looking at?
Okay. Now you are, so fuck off. I got it in time lapse, so don't worry.
Come here.
You're fucked anyways.
You can't see it on my computer.
Yes. You can actually see your computer.
Yeah, you can see it, but you can't see the screen.
Oh, yeah, I can.
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
Whatever.
Bullshit.
Whatever. You know, you're wrong, so quit.
So anyways, back to the podcast. That's probably why we took a 3-month hiatus.
Because Kevin can't podcast with me because Kevin has to look at his computer, play on his phone. Hey, fool. Play on his
Jesus
phone.
Christ.
And then he just doesn't podcast.
No.
Right?
Nope.
Yep. You said.
Are you done? No. Are you done making coffee?
No. It's got a whatever, steep or whatever it's called.
You realize you do that before.
Mm-mm. I watch a whole thing about this. I don't know how to do it.
Watched a whole YouTube video about it.
You did too. Don't fucking lie.
I just said I watched a whole YouTube video about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was like, don't act like this is just me. This is you too. You can look.
That's all I do. Is I spend my life on YouTube.
You can pour yourself some coffee if you'd like.
Atlas, would you get that fucking ball off the goddamn table?
So yeah. Anyways. Tractor did a great job today. Hopefully it starts the next time that we fucking need it.
It probably won't. Battery probably be dead by then.
Well, you know what? Like all diesels, considering we have a large black Twinkie in our driveway, it looks like a Twinkie and you know it.
So that means my truck's a Twinkie with a bite out of it?
Yeah. Yours is just a white Twinkie.
Yeah, with a
which
bite
I don't
out,
know
bite
what that means because Twinkies are yellow.
I don't have a topper.
Clearly, Twinkies are normally yellow.
Mine's just the cream in the middle.
Okay.
The cream in the middle is white. Middle's white.
Widow. Just a widow. Would you like some coffee?
Yes, please.
Here, then pour it. Do you need me to pour it for you?
Yes, please.
Oh, my. Where's the thing?
Yeah, make sure you have the pour thing open.
There's no pour thing to open.
There's a. You got to turn it until it can pour out. It's like, for the love of God, hold that top. There is a perforated side of that top that allows you to pour through.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's how you gotta
Would
make sure
like
it's open.
Would you like some more coffee?
Open. Would you like some more coffee? Please, can I have some more coffee?
Oh my God.
Yeah, look how. Oh man. Okay. Oh, Jesus.
I'm making you fuck off right now.
See how well that poured
there? Okay. But yeah. We've been. Saving money as best we can.
Working a lot.
Paying for our next trip, which we're not going to talk about. We're just going to show you when it's happening.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you bought the camera so we can vlog that trip.
Yeah, we got another GoPro. We used to have a GoPro when we went to Florida the first time, I think, in 2015. We did a bunch of fun stuff with it, but... we just don't want to vlog with big cameras, I guess.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to vlog with a 5D.
Atlas!
Okay, I got it. I got it. Would you go?
So, yeah, I bought a GoPro for multi-purpose. Mainly probably for some business size stuff to make it a little bit easier because I use my phone a lot. Ow. And then I have to turn it in airplane mode if I don't want to get interrupted. Amber looked it up the first time. Yeah, I got a GoPro. The cat's attacking the dog. For that, we're going to start vlogging our trips. No promises. We've said it before. We suck.
Yeah.
So let's just
I can vlog my cooking now.
Yeah, and that's the other thing is we could do cooking stuff. That would actually be pretty cool to do a time lapse of smoking.
Yeah, since we got that smoker.
Like the process of the day. That would be cool. Yeah, we got a smoker. We smoked chicken wings 3 times now? Twice.
Probably. We've come.
Is it twice or 3 times that we've done them?
Twice.
Yeah, twice that we've done them, and they're delicious. I think just don't put the Jamaican jerk on there because it burn your asshole.
I think we've both come to the conclusion, though, that my, like, unquestionable ability when it comes to cooking is chicken wings. I'm good at chicken wings.
Which is odd because Kevin doesn't fuck with chicken.
But I like master chicken wings.
Kevin don't like chicken. Most of the time he's like, can you cut it up for me? Because I'm scared.
I'm not scared. It's just like I'm really sick off of it in the 7th grade and like just traumatized. Like,
he's scared.
Every
okay.
time I look at raw chicken, all I can smell, like it just instantly makes me remember like exactly what the hallways smell like.
So what's the difference between rotting chicken? Scared and traumatized? Because
I'm not scared. Like it gave me
you
trauma,
are traumatized.
But I'm not scared because of that trauma. I just do not like touch. I don't want salmonella.
Whatever.
But whatever I will still touch it if I have to.
With fucking gloves on.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? Keeps my hands clean. Keeps shit safe.
Oh, okay. Okay. Whatever he wants to tell himself, we're not going to argue.
You wear gloves in the fucking the dude at fucking Subway wears gloves when he makes your sandwich.
Yeah, I don't want the dude at fucking Subway touching my sandwich.
So I don't want to be touching chicken. Same thing.
Not for the same reasons.
You don't want to get sick from him touching your sandwich.
I don't want his dirty, nasty drug hands up on my sandwich.
Why do they have to have drug hands?
Because you know he got some drug hands. But you
meth,
know,
meth fingers.
Yes. That's something I learned the other day.
Meth fingers.
When you know, like changing tables. I don't know if you've ever. I guess you'd. I don't know if you've ever seen them, but changing tables will have like black scuff marks on them. Uh-huh. It's because people are doing drugs off of them, like meth and crack and all that shit. It's because they're doing them in the bathroom, and they're doing drugs off of them.
But like, Coke's white. How do you put a black scuff on something if it's white?
I didn't say Coke.
It's a drug.
Mm-hmm. Atlas? Quit messing with my kitty.
Kitty wants to play in the box. Fuck, leave kitty alone. That was weird.
What?
That turned that turned real real fast.
The drugs? The drug thing?
Yeah, just like we were talking about something.
I just wanted the people to know that
like, oh,
you need to wipe down them changing tables if you're using them.
Who wouldn't wipe down the changing table?
Okay, there are people that don't wipe down the changing table. There are people like, fuck it. I ain't got time for that.
See people like walk out of there after pooping and not washing their hands and then walking out the door. If you can't wash your hands after pooping, I'm not going to trust that you clean it. Changing station's not clean. Clean that shit on your own.
Okay, I'm not arguing this stuff. So yeah, we've been budgeting. I think we're gonna do a podcast.
Still budgeting.
Yeah, we're never not gonna budget.
I know.
I think we're gonna do
an ongoing theme.
A podcast about it though, because I get a lot of questions about random stuff. I know.
How do you budget? Don't let Kevin touch the money.
Inevitably, someone in the relationship should not touch the money.
Definitely this guy.
definitely trying to think of somebody else, but Casey.
Definitely my brother.
Definitely your brother. Like, yeah. There's just somebody, and you got to be able to tell him no. Your brother can't be told no.
He can be told no.
No. He would throw a temper tantrum.
Yeah, I mean, he'd still tell him no. He'll throw a fit.
It just would, it wouldn't work. No. It wouldn't work. He would still get what he wanted. Yeah. In the end. But yeah, we booked our trip. We've been budgeting for it. We got a GoPro, and I'm trying to do. I didn't know what was happening. I'm trying to do Project 365 again. It's kind of hard.
I'm trying to buy a car.
Oh, okay. Kevin's trying to just do all the things that don't make any rational sense.
Anybody out there is listening that cares. I want to do a 2J swap and a 78 280Z.
Okay.
Anybody.
The list goes on and on. We've talked about this before.
Just somebody. I want to do a 2J swap.
Nobody cares.
280Z.
Nope.
Mm-mm. 1978.
No one cares. Somebody. Nope. Somebody out there. Nope. Just let it go. Is that what you're looking at on your computer?
No. Definitely not.
Make eye contact with me.
It wasn't. You want to see what I was looking at?
Oh, God. Okay. Well.
I was looking at the diameter and horsepower specs to a bush hog.
Okay. Yeah, that's, I guess our next thing is we need to get a bush hog.
Yep.
Brush hog. Whatever the heck they
bush
are
hog.
Called.
This is a bush hog from
okay,
bush
okay,
hog.
Okay. They're called bush and they're called brush. Whatever one with a hog at the end, we need one.
They're both out of the hog.
We need one to maintain these weeds because if you saw them last year, you know. Sunflowers were at least 6 feet tall. And they're not the good kind of sunflowers. Everybody's
pretty sure I saw Kevin Hart and Jack Black go running through our backyard last year filming Jumanji 2.
Probably. There's some weird stuff that came out of that. You know, we got a freaking kangaroo mouse. We got a bull snake. God knows what else we were going to get out of there. But then we kind of got a tractor and started trimming. Oh, I was like, what's wrong with the cat? No.
He's loving up on his brother.
And then.
Is anybody out there with cats and cats and dogs? Or like a cat and dogs? Does your cat like love up on one of your dogs and then just beats living shit out of your other dog, but at the same time love that dog? But
like Inferno will beat the shit out of Atlas. Atlas will beat the shit out of Inferno. But then they go to bed and then Inferno's licking his ears and his eyes and his nose and just like kissing him. But then any other time they're fucking each other up, and then Axel, they're just like constantly cuddling.
Yeah. Then like he would Inferno would never walk up to Axel and like punch him in the face like he does to Atlas.
Speaking of which, look at this.
I just wonder if it's just our cats weird or people's cats.
I think
do
it's
that.
Just based on how the dogs are. But yeah. Kevin went to Texas. He came back. I basically went to Florida for a little business trip, which I haven't really shared about yet because I get a little territorial over images sometimes.
I did two business trips, Ohio and then Fort Worth.
Three? That's two.
Yeah, I started with three, then I said two.
I was like, that don't make no sense.
Because I might be traveling sometime later this year.
Yeah, and then in Florida, me and Amber went a little hard at the airport before we got on the plane. Then I was coming down with something, some sort of sickness that next day because we took a red eye.
So
we were going to die.
Would you say that you were getting down with the sickness?
For real.
come on.
Because remember,
down with the sickness.
Yes. Because remember, like right before I went to go to the airport, I was like, shut up. Yo, I don't feel good. And Kevin's like, for real? You sick right now? Don't touch me. I'm like, you can't not give me a hug.
I was like, don't touch me.
If I'm about to leave, like, this could be the last hug. I ain't never coming back.
I mean, it's the truth.
I could have stayed.
Plane could have crashed.
We were flying Frontier, so Your brother goes, "Why the fuck did you fly Frontier?" I was like, "I don't know."
Yeah, I don't like Frontier.
I don't like Frontier either. I will pick United forever and always. Even though the plane tickets are generally expensive, it's worth it.
Yeah,
I so get much, free Wi-Fi. So I can plug in my shit, charge that shit on the plane. I get seat selection, free check bag, carry-on. Keeps going. You need that United Explorer card?
Mm-hmm.
You get 50,000 miles signing up with it if we give you a referral code.
Preach it, sister.
I think we get 50,000 miles, too. So it's a win-win. Everybody wins.
That and just United's general overall service is fucking bad ass.
Yeah, priority boarding every time. I don't know.
I just, so speaking of priority boarding, so when I went to Fort Worth, we flew United both times because it's our most preferred airline person through work.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was checking out for my tickets, put it on my company card, and asked if there's like frequent flyer program that I'm part of. So I typed in our frequent flyer program. So we're standing there in line, getting to board, and Kyle's like, "Oh, sweet, well, I'm group 5. And I was like, "Oh, shit, what group I am? Group 2.
Oopsie daisy.
So I'd get on the plane and like an hour later because he'd finally see Kyle get on the plane.
Yeah, I mean, it's
like,
just...
"How'd you do that?" I'm like, I'm not going to tell you.
It's just nicer. They just make it that much nicer. And the room, like your leg room, the trays, that's one big thing. Like, I couldn't put my phone and anything else on the tray if I wanted to. Like United, I can put my laptop on the tray. Like I got some tray room. Why do you need to give me a freaking tray the size of my wallet? You know, like I'm pretty sure you can spare it. The entire back of the seat is going towards nothing. There's nothing else going there.
I do like just general the people that work for United.
Quick Google and shit.
Because when I was in, I can't remember if I was still here in Denver, if I was in Texas, coming back, but the gate lady got on and just like, "If you were not in group 1 or group 2, sit down." So then she like called group 1, called group 2, and then like people like group 3 were lining up in group 1. She like said it again. She's like, "If you were group 3 or above and you were standing in group 1 right now, sit down. I will
yeah,
call you by your group."
Yeah, people do that all the time. We were leaving Fort Myers.
Like this lady.
We were leaving Fort Myers, that people are like standing there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they got zone 1, zone 2 type thing still for Frontier. And these bitches are just standing there. And then they're like standing in the way so you can't even. And then they're just like, "Meh, fuck it, let's go." And I'm like, you ain't part of group 2. This is my group. Get out of my group.
I paid extra for this group.
I did actually pay extra because I wanted to pick my fucking seat. Let me pick my seat. Why can I not pick my seat? Because if you don't let me pick my seat and someone doesn't like the window seat, it's uncomfortable for everybody.
Yeah.
But I love the window seat. I don't want to be away from the window seat. I got to be able to see out. If we're going to die, I want to see what's happening. Because that's just how I am. Limp mode, engage, watch us die.
Limp mode, engage. Babe, you all right? Limp mode.
Limp mode.
I guess if I ever see you go limp, I should just be like, oh,
for
shit.
For real. Ask Amber about it. Ask Amber about the limp mode engage when she was, "Hey, guys, you had me looking at fucking restaurants." And I was just limp mode, couldn't tell her that she needed to be stopping because clearly everybody else was stopping.
So you pretty much spent way too much time watching Fainting Goat videos. You're just like, "My death's coming, limp mode."
Hey, they say you'll survive. Maybe I would survive. You never know.
You'd still tense up. That's when you gotta go drunk mode, limp mode.
I was limp mode. And I just. Dead. But yeah.
Our dogs calm down.
Yep. We got some pretty cool stuff when we were in Florida. To this place called Corkscrew. Saw a baby alligator. We went at like so early. We got up so early every single day, which is kind of my jam because normally when I'm on vacation, that's just how it goes. I think one morning we were up at like 5 driving to this place to get pictures of hopefully alligators and then ended up getting pictures of baby alligators, which was way cooler than big alligators.
Yeah, dude, the baby alligator picture was badass.
Which I haven't even touched him yet because I'm trying to just be stingy and not share right now. And then we took pictures of a couple that hired us.
Where's the cat?
He left. Couple that hired us in
I'm on go the check on.
Beach. You're going to go check on them?
Yeah.
Oh, the food's out, yeah. We took pictures of a couple on the beach. What are you doing? And that
I didn't
was
have
really
to make it very
cool.
far to see where he was at.
Traffic held her up, though, and she was, like, way past sunset time, recommended time. I think it was, like, 5:21 was, or 6:21 was sunset, and she was, like, 6:10, so we had, like, no time to get pictures, but we got some pretty badass pictures of her. And then, yeah. Other than that, I'm back from Florida doing... All the work.
Atlas has got a hole in his pit.
Yeah. Atlas, so the dogs love to take off on me.
Just Corey.
Yeah. Like, and it's always Corey. When I don't have appropriate shoes on. It's like I legit have to go back in the house and get correct shoes. But they took off on me, came back, or I went and got them. We came back to the house. And then all of a sudden Atlas is like, mowing down on his armpit, like licking it. So I'm like, bro, stop licking your armpit. So stops. Then come back over. He's still licking it. So I'm like, clearly there's something going on. He has at least a 1-inch hole in his armpit because he just fucked a piece of metal. And he's good though.
Yeah, she like sends me a picture of it. I'm like, oh, that ain't bad.
Oh, it's bad.
That's fine.
What's wrong with that? You could store a bag of cocaine in there.
What?
You could store a bag of cocaine in there.
Where did that come from?
I just, you know, everybody's got a little coke pocket or pouch, whatever. I don't know. No.
All right. Anyways, it didn't look that bad until I got home and we had to clean it and it was like a fucking hole.
Yeah, Kevin just, like, didn't believe me, and it doesn't really faze me. But Kevin's like, ugh, you, like, see in his face, like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, and. Because
it didn't look that bad in the picture. Then you come home, and it's like, I could fist his armpit.
That's very, very intense. You could put easily your thumb in this pocket and stash your thumb in there. Like, it was a pretty good little hole. And, forgot to say. We had our little nephew arrive hella early.
I was going to say something earlier, but I was just going to let you do your thing.
While I was in Florida, little bitch.
Little gangster.
He a little bitch. But he
don't,
out.
Don't.
He
don't
out.
Start.
He's alive. He's well.
He's getting that lip going.
He's in the NICU for a couple more weeks. And then he... will make his debut into the real world.
Gangster.
Status. Butthole. Brat. He wanted out from day one. He just wanted to be out.
Hey, man. Can't fault with LS.
Sure. I was like, LS? What the hell does that mean? I remember. Yeah. Nephew.
2J. 280Z.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Nope.
My sunset's gonna be good. I was kind of hoping for a good
sunset.
There's
no like clouds in the sky.
No.
I just looked right in the sun.
Damn it.
Cause I'll stare straight.
What else you got? Shut up. Nobody wants to listen to you sing.
Yeah, no one cares. I think that's about all I got. Quiz travel, Maryland. Batteries, tractor.
Yeah, we've been slacker assing.
Batteries.
You said batteries twice.
Two sets of batteries.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
You got one set of batteries.
My truck and then the tractor. The tractard.
There was no batteries included.
Which I'm pretty sure I forgot to tighten down that clamp.
What
that
clamp?
Battery's just like.
Great.
It's fucked anyways.
Great. Yeah. Never ending revolving door. Own a house or any type of equipment. It's fucked all the time.
Yeah, pretty much.
No matter what.
You're always fixing something.
Yeah. If it's not the house, it's the dogs. It's not the dogs, it's the cars.
It's not the cars, it's me.
If it's not the cars, it's the kids. If you got children. Well, if it's not the kids, it's one of the two of you.
I thought you just have kids. They turn into your nest egg. you have a kid and then it takes care of you and your
okay, and then you just continue to take care of all the more bullshit until they can take care of you if you're lucky enough for them to take care of you.
Our kids will.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
Most people are like, nah, I'm going to send these bitches to a retirement home.
Would you send your dad to a retirement home?
Fuck no.
Yeah.
Would you send your mom to a retirement home?
Hell no.
Exactly. This is why my plan of having a guest house with whatever our next house is and like a long time, then we have a guest house because then when my parents are real old, I got them. They're here. I got them.
We're just going to have two guest houses because okay. Our next house is going to have like 500 acres.
Oh, okay. Kevin's just pulling shit out of his ass now.
I told him I want more land.
Who's going to take care of the 500 acres?
Me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. With what tractor?
The one I'll buy.
Oh, okay. Kevin's just getting rich as fuck over here. He's just
you never
winning
know.
The lotto in his mind.
You never know.
Hey, do you play?
I do.
When?
Every week.
With what money?
The money I have in my account.
What account?
My checking account. What account? My account.
You don't tell me this.
Yeah. Well.
Do you save the tickets?
No.
Should.
Why?
Taxes.
Yeah, but it doesn't accumulate over a certain amount.
No, taxes, because if you win the lotto, that shit will help you when you win the lotto and you have to pay taxes because, like, look at all the money I spent on lotto tickets that I didn't win.
I only spent, like, $6.
I'm just saying, ask our tax guy.
Yeah, but I thought we have to, whatever. We'll talk to him about it.
I think you're fibbing.
Why am I fibbing? No, because
I am fibbing.
I thought it made me think of a TikTok video. I thought there was like a certain amount you had to like lose first before you can claim losses.
Yeah,
on taxes.
But if you say you spent $2,000 in a year losing, but you so happen to win at the end of the year, then you, boom, taxes. So you should be saving the lotto tickets that you're losing on for in the off chance that you won X amount of money. Doesn't have to be like a big win. Just has to be a win.
Okay.
So. I can't. Okay. Well. Oh my God.
I actually remember which one it was.
It was pretty good.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. So that's all we got.
Yeah.
It's nothing real freaking exciting, but.
Quick little update because we're slackers.
Yeah, we're real slackers. If you really want to know what we're doing, then you should just stay tuned to our Instagram.
Yeah.
That's the best way to know. And then podcasts will just happen because we got a crazy, busy wedding season coming. So I guess if you want to talk about something special, tell us.
Like always. Follow us.
You always say yeah. It. I was like, yeah, I don't know what you're looking at.
It's
me.
Been a while since I've done this. So like anyways.
Yeah,
subscribe to our podcast. Follow us on Instagram at the Cheese Roll Life. And then
Kevin's he is like an auction guy right there. I don't even know.
All right.
Okay.
Anyways.
Goodbye.
Thanks.
Yep.